Hi, Rich. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Nadine.
I'm good.
Awesome, awesome. I understand you've been speaking with Max. He's been kind of going over the outline of the program. He did mention, I guess you were recently working with a company that you canceled with. Were you just not getting the results that you needed from that?
No, I have two listings. I had two listings. They weren't managing one of them, but they were still charging me for it. So I asked them to give me a credit. They said they can only give me one credit. Meanwhile, it was 5 months. So I told them, well,
really?
You can't credit me back the other listing because it's been suspended for 5 months. How are you guys, how you guys are managing it? And they said, well, we can only give you 1 month credit. I said, well, then cancel my prescription. There's plenty of you people out there that do this kind of work.
Oh, yeah.
So
what two listings?
So I just canceled it. I have two locations. I have one in which one are you looking at?
The one in Coconut Creek.
Yes, I have one in Port St. Lucie also.
Okay, let me see if I can find that one. So just curious, so they created you two different Google profile pages? Or was that
always previously? I always had Diamond Edge Landscaping in Coconut Creek for like the last, forever.
Uh-huh.
Forever. It was probably Diamond Cuts at one time. And then I sold Diamond Cuts and changed the name to Diamond Edge Landscaping. And that one was suspended. The one in Coconut Creek was suspended. So she called me up on the first because I didn't normally bill my credit card on the 6th. And told me, okay, we got it out of suspension, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, what about my other credit? She goes, well, we only can offer you the one credit that we gave you last month. I said, yeah, but you haven't been managing it for 5 months. So what do you mean? I've been paying you guys $200 and you ain't been managing it. Because I was getting phone calls at my other location in Port St. Lucie, but it was more residential. I don't want residential. I want commercial.
Uh-huh.
So I said, just cancel my prescription. She said, okay. She didn't try to keep me or nothing. She said, okay, no problem. And then cancel it.
Well, maybe because she figured that you were right. So I'm not going to argue with you about it, you know?
So I was just going to go when I had a chance. I was just going to let it be for a little bit to see how my phone rang in Port St. Lucie. And if it was dead or it wasn't ringing as often as it was before, then I was just going to go to Google directly.
Okay.
Why go to a third party, you know?
Yeah.
I would just go to them directly. But I've done the Google click. I've done all that. I don't want to do per click because then you got people telling their friends to go on and click you. And then
are you talking about the Google ads? You mean the
Google
ad?
Ad click, yeah.
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 So let me ask you this. So what is the one that you want to focus on the most? Both or just one of them?
Well, I've been down in Broward my whole life, down in Coconut Creek. I lived there my whole life, but I just moved up. I just moved north. So I figured, you know, why don't I start something up here? So I don't have I didn't have any work up here. So I figured, you know, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do both. I'm going to do both.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I ask, and I don't know if you've ever heard of this program, it's called Google Guaranteed. It's the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page. It has the green check mark.
I know, but I know it's green. They light up green. But the thing is, I think people, when they see that, they know you're paying for the listing to keep your name up top, and they don't really click on you.
Not necessarily. Let me explain to you about this program, okay? So this program is one that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead is not like an Angie's leads or those Thumbtack leads. These are leads that are actual phone calls. So it comes to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone, right? But it has certain requirements. Okay. Without knowing exactly how it works, I mean, you don't have to do it, but at least I think it would be important for you to know how that program works. You might feel different.
Yeah, I've done Angie's List. I get them guys calling me a million times, three, four
times.
But
this is not like Angie's List.
I know.
Honestly,
it's not
rich.
I've done Angie's List. I've done Thumbtack. I've done, I don't want to pay per click. I just want to keep my name towards the top.
Okay. Well, if you want to keep it towards the top, I'm going to suggest Google Guaranteed because you got to remember, if you want it at the top, the local map, Rich, is only going to cover your zip code, and it will only cover anyone that's within 5 to 10 miles. That's what Google considers your local area, okay? So for you to get found outside of that, you either have to run Facebook ads or Google ads to even be found outside of the local area.
Yeah, that's what was happening
area.
With the other company. that's what was happening with the other company. I was only getting listings in my neighborhood and like my surrounding streets.
Right. When you were paying PageHub, what, $200 per listing?
$169.
Yeah. That's exactly why you were only getting those areas, because if you're paying that rate, that's only putting you in the local area. That is it. You're not getting found outside of it. 5 to 10 miles is even pushing it because of the area that you're in, right? Like it,
right.
In big cities, it's going to be even less that it's covering in the local map. When it's more of a rural area, then that could be like 10 miles considered the local. But when it's bigger cities, basically you're getting found within about 5-10 tops, if that's even pushing it, to be found within that mile range. But the reason that I say Google Guaranteed is because Google Guaranteed, it's not like Angie's, I promise you. These are actual phone calls that come to you. If somebody calls you asking you, let's just say they wanted you to do a home remodel, that's completely outside of your services. Google will credit that lead back to you. It's unqualified. If they called you outside of the area that you service and you don't accept the job, it's an unqualified lead. If they called you for solicitation or to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads. They get credited right back. Now, when it's a qualified lead, Rich, is if you talked about price, so like if you gave an estimate over the phone or if you set an appointment to give an estimate, those are considered qualified leads, okay? I know a lot of people.
How does Google know that?
Because you're given a special tracking number that is linked to your phone. When you pick up that call, it'll say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that live prospect. Google has a system set up where you don't have to dispute it, because that system will automatically detect what's a qualified lead and what's not. All the calls are recorded. And I'll tell you why Google set it up like this. Because they listened to all the complaints that people had about Thumbtack and Angie's Leads and all these lead generating programs where people are paying for all these leads and they're not converting to jobs, right? Or they're getting...
I'll tell you why I don't do Angie's List one time was because there was a job that was in a gay neighborhood and it was probably about 15 miles out of my range, and there's no supply places near where it was at. And the guy went on and left me a review telling me he asked me, do you service Wilton Manors area? And I'm like, no, I don't. And he's like, why? It says you service all Broward County. And so I told him, I said, well, Broward County is a big county. I said,
I said,
I don't service Wilton Manors because there's no supply houses. I come to your neighborhood and I do a job and I run short, that means I got to come back tomorrow, the next day, to finish the job. So I just don't service that area. And he went on and left the review saying I don't work something for like gay people, this, that, and another, and put this review on Angie's List. And it took forever. I had to told Angie's List.
Fight with them to get it off.
Review, remark down off of there. I was no longer advertising with them. And they finally took it down, but it was a hassle. And after my prescription ran out, I just quit. I just quit with Angie's List.
What a headache.
But
for sure.
Yeah, I don't do Thumbtack. When Thumbtack first came out about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, the leads were cheap, you know? Then as more people started using it and going on, they started like charging outrageous numbers, prices for leads and stuff. So I just quit.
Well.
But.
So what's your specialty? Is it more landscaping, maintenance, construction,
tree service? I do more maintenance. I do parking lot cleaning, like porter service. You know, I want to do more. I don't want residential, but like the other company I was using, that PageHub company, you know, I picked up like 40 residential customers, but I don't want residential, but that's all I was getting up in the Port St. Lucie area. That's all I was getting. So I was just taking them because I had nothing up here. But like I said, all 40 of my are around. My address that I use on Google is my home address. And I got 40 houses within blocks from my house. And I was how am I getting all these people just within blocks from me? I said, it's good because there's no travel time, but why am I not getting phone calls outside my little neighborhood?
Well, it's because they're giving you the super basic. That's what they were giving you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to get found outside of those areas, you have to run Facebook ads or Google ads. There's no way around it. I'll be honest.
So what does that run me?
Well, I kind of like the Facebook ads, and I'll tell you why. Because, Rich, if someone's done a search on Google for your services, and even if they didn't call you, but they go on Facebook and they're looking just through their pictures or stories, they will actually see your ad appear. It's retargeting them. And we can target those ads where they target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It's a click-to-call ad, okay? I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results. That package, let me see what credit they put in for you. So 8 years in business, you're an established business.
I've been in business since I'm 52 years old. I've been in business since I was 18, but I had another company that was called Diamond Cuts Landscaping.
Uh-huh.
And I sold it back August 8 years ago.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And then after that, I was like, all right, so this is all I've been doing my whole life. What am I supposed to do with the money? So I went out and just bought all the equipment and trucks and trailers and everything before I blew the money. And I said, well, I'll just let it sit there. And then one day I'm going to have to go back to work. So, and of course, when you sell a company, you got a non-compete. So my non-compete was in 20-mile radius. So then I just started picking up work further away from where I was located. And
oh, wow.
Then after my non-compete was over, then I just, you know, got lucky with a few of my old property managers down in Broward, and that's where I've been ever since. But then now, the last 10 months, I've been in Port St. Lucie. So I've been in business a long time, but I'm just under a different name, Diamond Edge, instead of Diamond Cuts.
Yeah. Well, I would still consider you an established business either way. Established businesses for us is anyone who's been in business 5 years or longer. Okay, that's what we consider established. So with that credit being applied, it's giving you like a 50% savings. So you would actually be looking at $299 a month. It's a month-to-month program, Rich. There's no contracts. So whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, it's always going to be the same rate. However, I will tell you this. If you want both locations, then you're looking at $299 each. So what I'm trying to understand
from
you.
What it was for them is $169, but I wasn't getting nothing from the other one.
You were getting nothing. Yeah. So, I mean, $169 is a good deal, but yeah, when you want minimal results, you know what I mean? So what I'm trying to understand is you do more of, and correct me if I'm wrong, you do more of the maintenance, lawn mowing, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod installation.
I don't do pest control.
Okay. What about mulching and seeding?
Landscaping, mulching, sodding.
Okay.
More like shopping plazas, condos.
Okay.
I don't do too many HOAs.
Do you do any type of weed control or anything like that?
I normally sub all that out.
Okay. And you don't do any landscape design or landscape installation?
I don't do design. I do landscape installation, but I don't do design. I mean, don't get me wrong. If they want a job, I can design something on paper, but I don't have a software that I can give them a nice image.
No. No worries. It's okay. So, and the reason that I'm saying this is because there's a couple of different ways you can do this. Okay. You can pay $299 per location, right? If you want both of those, if you want those two Google profile pages being, you know, ran, right? Or I would suggest Google Guaranteed, okay? Because Google Guaranteed, with that program, you can cover whatever areas you want to cover, and they're only asking for the background check and just the certificate of liability insurance. That's all they're requiring, and that you have at least 5 Google reviews, okay? I would recommend, even if we focused on the one that's got 10 reviews, right? Because the coconut concrete one has, like, no reviews, okay? But
yeah, because it was blocked. I don't know if it still shows blocked.
Yeah.
I haven't even went on it.
No, I seen it. I found it. But your other one that's in Port St. Lucie, that one has 10 reviews, right?
Yeah, but I have like 30 customers that I can call them up and say, hey, I need you guys to put a review on Google for me, and I can boost my reviews.
Your insurance, is it associated with the Port St. Lucie address or with the one in Coconut Creek now?
I mean, I can switch it to either one, but I don't remember. I have to look it up.
Okay. So right now you're currently in Coconut Creek, right? That's where you're now residing, correct? No, the 33073? You're now in Port St. Lucie?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do this. What's the zip code there where you're at now?
34953.
34953. Okay. So Port St. Lucie, you're there. Okay. Perfect. That'll work. So let me just kind of give you what the breakdown is for that. Okay. So with this, there's a one-time $250 application fee. Okay. You fill out the application. You upload your certificate of liability insurance. And then we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay. Now, the approval can take between 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but I'm going to be honest with you. It all depends on how quickly you respond to the background check, okay? Once you get approved from Google, we will call you to let you know you've been approved. When do you want us to turn on the leads, okay? Now, I will tell you, we always start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money, okay? So the minimum monthly budget for, and I'm going by the lawn care category, okay? That's the one that includes like the lawn maintenance, you know, mulching, seeding, sod installation, okay? That seems like that's more of like your category is what I think. Now, for that one, let me just plug it in here. So your minimum monthly budget, what you would be looking at is $331. This will give you up to 13 leads in the month. Excuse me. So your leads are costing you $25.33. Here is a kicker on it, okay? If somebody called you to remove a tree that's still outside of your services, it's an unqualified lead. They're going to credit it back to you. If somebody calls you outside of your service area, and you do not accept that job, that is an unqualified lead. They're going to credit it back, okay? If somebody called you for solicitation, if somebody called you to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads. They're going to credit it back. Remember, the only time it's qualified is if you discussed pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment. Now, the other kicker on it is, let's say, Rich, you only got one lead in the month, okay? I've never seen that happen, but let's say you only received one lead. What is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month, which means that following month, all you're paying is $25.33 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so I'm not losing the $321.
Correct. Because that 331, it's like you got the 331, and as a call comes in from the Google Guaranteed Program, it's deducting 2533. But
yeah, it's just basically paying in advance.
Correct. So whatever is left over in that budget will roll over to the next month. So if you got five leads the month before, you know next month you're paying just for the five leads that you received the month before because you're getting your budget back up to 331.
So what about when the new month renews? That means if I still have seven leads left, that means
it'll roll over.
$200 and something bucks.
Yeah, you're only going to pay for the leads that you got the month before, because
money rolls over to the prior month, because I'm always going to pay the 331, but it's going to deduct the five leads. So then whatever the leftover money from the month before is going to roll over.
Mm-hmm.
And I only got to pay the difference to bring it back up
Correct.
To 331.
Correct. Correct. Because we always want you to have the 331 in your budget. We always start you off
right.
with a minimum budget. Now, let's just say you're going out of town for a few weeks. Let's say you're just super bombarded with work and you just cannot handle more leads. All you do is you call us and say, shut off the leads. We shut them off. We don't turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. So even if you called and let's say you had only received two leads, but you asked us to shut them off, it'll stop. And then when you call us to turn them back on, it'll pick up from where it left off. So it'll continue from where you, it'll pick up from where you left off, right? Does that kind of make sense?
Well, the other
so
guy,
like you still have 11 leads left.
All right. Well, the other guy was saying about a website, but when you clicked on the my location in Port St. Lucie, it didn't show a website?
The Port St. Lucie, it does show a website link. Let me click on it and see if it opens it up. It's just taking a minute. Yep, it's there. I see it.
Yeah, because it was they PageHub built that website for me, but I was able to keep it. Even though it was my domain, I always had a domain name. And I gave them the access to get into my domain. And they built the website, and if I stay with them for so many months, whatever, I get to keep it when I left. But so I was just making sure it was still on there because I haven't even went on the
chat. I see it. I do see it. Yeah. Now, I'm looking at, let me see. Now, the other thing I wanted to tell you, too, so with this Google Guaranteed, you can cover wherever your insurance covers. If your insurance covers the whole state of Florida, you can target the whole state of Florida if you wanted. With Google Guaranteed, you could target specific zip codes. You could target by county. So you can be very specific to those areas that you target.
Gotcha.
I will tell you this.
Anywhere in Broward. I mean,
I'll tell you this, Rich.
Anywhere in Florida.
I will tell you this, Rich. I think you're going to save more money, okay, honestly, with Google Guaranteed.
Well, I'm only going to save more money if I just do the one listing for now.
Yeah. But here's
because
the thing.
Eventually I want to get rid of the stuff in Broward, so I don't really want to grow more down there, but I'll take what I can.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But this is what I'm saying. Without you having to pay for us to manage those two different
profile
pages.
So I guess you can just email me the stuff.
I recommend Google Guaranteed. The only thing you would be paying, Rich, is just a $250 application fee. That's it. You're not paying for any leads until you get approved from Google. Okay? That's all you're paying.
All right, I'll try it.
Okay? So let me do this. I want to start sending you some emails. What's the best email for you?
DiamondEdgeLandscaping@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to do this right now while we're on the phone. So I'm going to send you this email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say Google Guaranteed in the subject part. Okay. Now, also the other thing I wanted to mention is Google also will put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google guarantees your work as well. It just gives that person added comfort that you've met Google's requirements. Okay, so let me do this. Now, those, you know, those 10 Google reviews that you have now on your Google profile page, those will also automatically transfer to your Google Guaranteed. So you'll have those same reviews on that profile as well. Okay, so give me just a minute here. I'm just trying to type everything in for you. How long ago did you move over to Port St. Lucie?
In January.
Oh, okay. Do you mind if I ask why the move? Different scenery?
No, it was the price of paradise, I guess. It's cheaper to buy a house here than it was down there.
Really? It's so pretty down there in Florida. I have family that lives in Fort Lauderdale. The only thing I don't like is the humidity, but I'm going to tell you, in California, that's all we're having right now. It's so humid. Mm. All right. I'll let you know as soon as this email goes through. So just to kind of go over with you, too. So the lawn care vertical, what that includes, the subcategories under it, and then I'll be specific with you because if there's something you don't do, I don't want to list it because if someone were to call you for that and it's not listed under your services, those are unqualified leads, and I don't want you to be charged for them. So obvious is the lawn mowing and maintenance. Do you do any type of irrigation system repairs or maintenance?
No, because I don't have a license. You got to be a licensed plumber for that. I do.
Okay.
I do do it, but I don't list it.
Okay. No worries. So we wouldn't list it then. And then there's also, you mentioned you don't do the lawn pest control. You do mulching and seeding, correct?
I don't do seeding.
Okay. So no seeding.
Sodding.
You do sod installation. What about weed control?
I mean, yeah, we do weed control.
Okay. And what about, I mean, yard cleanup, is that one?
Yeah.
Okay. So we would be very specific on those services, right? Because if anyone calls you for any of those services that you do not offer and they are not listed under your services that are offered, those are unqualified leads. Okay.
What about porter service?
Porter service? I don't see that listed under
the
services.
Yeah, it's like parking lot cleaning.
Yeah, they do have one that'll say like other, but it's not specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotcha. Because honestly, I don't think the landscaper one would be a good category for you, because really the landscaper one is for like artificial turf installation, garden decorations, grading, resloping, hardscaping, outdoor water features, driveways and walkway paving, retaining walls. That's for the landscaper, and it doesn't sound like you do a lot of that. You're more of the maintenance side. Okay. So I just sent you the email that says Google Guarantee that gives you the full explanation. Okay, awesome. Now, we're just going to be setting up the account, Rich, and it's just verifying information. So your first name, is it Richard, and you go by Rich?
Yeah, it's Richard, yeah.
Okay, but I'm going to notate you go by Rich. You prefer, right?
That's fine.
Okay. And then, Rich, what's your last name?
D-E-Y.
D-E-Y?
Mm-hmm.
D as in David, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
okay.
Dave, but with an E.
Oh, okay. And then I currently see the number listed as 954-822-1006, right? That's the number that should be showing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know some of this information might be silly that I'm confirming with you, but I prefer to just double verify everything. And then the other, let me just copy your website link there. Now, we won't touch your website. We can't make any changes to it or anything, because I'm assuming that that content is PageHub's content, but we'll make sure that that's attached. Now, the company name shows as Diamond Edge Landscaping LLC. That's how it should be reading, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the address for the new location, just so that they have it on file that it's in that new location? 1177.
Southwest.
Uh-huh.
Khan Drive, K-H-A-N Drive.
And it comes up as 34953, the zip code.
34953.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. And then the next thing we're going to do here is we're going to go over billing. So for the $250 application fee, is the card that you're using in your name, the business name, or is it in both? I'm sorry, the phone cut out.
It's the company. Well,
company.
It's the company name with my name on it.
Okay. Is it just Richard Day on it, or is there like a middle initial?
I'm going to look.
Okay.
Yeah, it has a middle initial, L.
L? Okay. And then the company name, is it the full company name on it, or?
Just Diamond Edge.
Diamond Edge. Okay. I like the name of it. It's like catchy. All right. And is it the same billing address for that card, the 1177?
Yeah.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or
Master.
Discover? Master. And what's the card number when you're ready?
5113.
Uh-huh.
7984.
Uh-huh.
5723. 3974.
Expiration month and year?
1127.
And the CVV code on the back?
811.
811. Okay. I'm not going to charge it yet. Okay. I do just want to confirm with you, because when they run this background check, just so you know, they're going to go back 7 years. All they're looking for is felonies. They're not looking at DUIs or misdemeanors. So I just want to make sure everything would be good with your background check, because if it doesn't pass, it's non-refundable. They won't give the money back on the application. Okay. I do want to put a security question on your account here with us. You have the choice between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
You can put my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was her maiden name, Rich?
Ethel.
Ethel?
Mm-hmm.
E-T-H-E-L?
Yeah. Snyder.
Okay. So Snyder's actually her maiden name, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me just update that. So the reason why we put the security question is, let's say somebody called you claiming that they were us and they're trying to charge you some additional money, ask them, what's my security question, and they'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling, okay? So we do that for your protection. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be processing the application fee, okay? And then I'm going to be sending you the application. I'm going to send it via text as well as by email. Now, the application, when do you think you might have it completed? Because I want to schedule a client onboarding with you, with our technician, to just go over any additional questions that you have and to make sure that
How many pages is it?
The background check isn't long. So the application that we send you, okay, the application is like a one page. Basically, it's going to ask you to put your name, your social. It's going to ask you for your birth date. It's going to ask you the name of the primary owner. It's going to give you a section where you upload your certificate of insurance, because that's the only one that they want. It's called the Accord, and it gives you an example. It's going to ask you what's your minimum monthly budget, and I'll put that in the email. It's also going to ask you what cities do you want to cover, right? Or zip codes or counties. You're going to notate it there. It's going to ask you if you have any employees, right? Which you're going to put, even if you have employees, you're going to put zero, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you put that you have five employees, it's going to want to do a background check on them. The only ones that they should be doing a background check on is whoever is face-to-face exchanging money. And I'm assuming that that's only you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty simple. I just want to make sure that it's filled out before, like, you know, prior to your client interview. So this way, if there's any questions or anything missing, they'll address it then. Okay. So when would you like your client onboarding? And then I can look to see what we have on the calendar that's available for you. And it only takes like 30 minutes. It's all over the phone.
Yeah. If you send it to me, I'm going to fill it out now and then I'll send it back.
Okay. So do you want us to schedule it for you for tomorrow, the onboarding? Would that work for
That's
you?
Fine.
Okay. Any particular time that you prefer? Like, do you want something in the morning, afternoon?
Whatever you got.
Okay. Let me see here. So for tomorrow, the times that I have an 11 o'clock appointment, 11 to 11:30, 11:30
That's
to 12.
Fine.
You want that one, 11:30?
11:30.
11 to 11:30. Okay, let me do this. So I'm going to be sending you this calendar invite, Richard, and you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know when your client onboarding is. Now, we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know what's coming up in the next hour. So if for some reason when we call you, let's say you're in the middle of a call, okay, just pick up the phone and just say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? I mean, we'll reschedule it for you, okay? I just want to make sure that you don't miss this appointment. So let me just
I just don't want it to come up like a scam thing.
No, we'll be calling you. It'll be an 877 number that we'll be calling you from, okay? Yeah, it'll be an 877, so just so you're aware. So let me do this. I'm going to actually add you on here. And then we're just going to be also going over a couple of notes for the technician as well, just so that they know where they're starting from. And then diamond cut. There we go. Diamond edge landscaping. Okay. So just want to review the card number with you because I think I might have put a number wrong because it says that the number was invalid. So it blocks it out for me. I can't even read the number other than the last four digits. So
right.
I have...
5-1.
Uh-huh.
1-3.
Uh-huh.
7-9-8-4.
Okay.
5-7-2-3.
Okay.
7-9-2-4.
Expiration is November of 27?
Yep, and then 8-11.
8-11. Okay, so 5-1-1-3-7-9-8-4, 5-7-2-3-7-9-2-4, correct?
No, 7-4.
7-9-7-4?
Yep.
Okay, then that's probably where I messed up. All right, so let me just update that. Okay, so in a couple minutes, you're going to receive your receipt, and you and I will go over it. We sent it to your email. We also send it to you in a text message. Now, I just want to go over a couple of notes here, and then we'll be all set. All right, so this is for the lawn care category. Okay, what are your hours of operation?
I don't know. I leave my phone on all night long, so it's like... Basically, from 8 to 5.
Well, let me look at what your Google profile page says.
Yeah, it's 8 to 5, closed Sundays or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to rest, I would hope. Okay, Monday through Saturday.
I always
Saturday.
Answer my phone. I don't care who it is. I don't care
right.
if I owe you money or whatever.
You're like, I ain't trying to... Exactly. You know what? I like hearing that because you'd be surprised how many business owners don't answer their phones or their voicemails full or they don't even have the voicemail set up.
I mean, I know. I mean, I try to call a bunch of people when I first moved up here and they don't even
really?
Have a voice recording. It just goes,
oh
leave a
gosh.
Message or whatever. And it's
and
like,
you're like,
they just hang up and call the next person.
Yeah,
so
because,
I don't
and I
phone.
Say that all the
so
time.
I don't answer the phone, they're calling the next landscaper, so I try to get there.
Rich, I say that all the time. Like, I tell business owners, if your voicemail is not set up, right, you are losing opportunities.
Yeah.
You're losing them.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just going to be going over just these few questions. They might sound silly, but again, I always like to confirm everything. So I'm putting yes that you have the 5 Google reviews. In fact, you got 10. Now, this one does not apply to you here. Now, it's
I'm
asking if you're...
I got the one email that says local speech. What is Google guarantee, whatever?
Yes. Yes, and then you should be getting the receipt as well, and I'm going to be sending you the application, and I'm going to kind of review it with you. Okay. Now, it's just making sure that you're willing to go through the background check, okay? Now, the background check, once we know what company it is that's running it, because Google will use a company called Pinkerton, and they use a company called Evident ID. Once we know which company it is, we're going to let you know, be on the lookout. Evident ID is going to send you an email or a text message. Just follow the steps or it'll be Pinkerton. We'll give you the heads up. So on one of those, I never remember which exactly one it is, but one of them will only ask you just for the front and back copy of your driver's license because they're verifying it's you. The other one might ask you a couple mm-hmm. of questions to verify that it's you that they're doing the background check on. But once we know who it is, we'll let you know. Okay?
Oh, so I won't
now,
get that page right now then. I got to wait for them to send it.
Yeah, as soon as we know, then we'll notify you. It happens pretty quickly. So that's why I say, as soon as we get the heads up who it is, we're going to contact you and say, be on the lookout. Evident ID is going to send you for your background check. Just follow the steps, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you have a driver's license or identification to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, you have a social for the background check.
Yeah.
Let's see, this one does not apply to you. And then, yes, you are aware that it's a non-Google that's doing the background check. It's Evident ID or Pinkerton that will be doing it. Now, the license is not required, okay, for this category. The only thing they're requiring is just a certificate of liability insurance, and that's it in the background check. But I know you mentioned you have the license, so I only want to tell you this.
I have a license, but it's down in Broward. It's probably not up. I don't have one.
Okay. So then you don't need to put it, honestly.
Okay.
Because if you put the license, if you upload it and that license shows a different address from the Port St. Lucie, they're going to kick it back and say, fix it. So it's not a requirement for you to have the license. So I would recommend if you don't have it already with the Port St. Lucie address. Now your insurance, the address has to be for the Port St. Lucie. And pretty much those are pretty simple. I know other ones that have done it where they just call their, whoever their broker is.
Oh yeah, I gotta call.
Just
to
update.
I'm gonna call after I hang out with you and check and see if I changed it.
Just make sure that it's changed so that that address matches with Port St. Lucie. And then I got your Google Business profile there. Now, what I'm putting on here under your services, I'm putting note, does not do. And let me go back here just to make sure I put them right. Okay, you do not do the irrigation, right? Does not do irrigation.
You can probably put irrigation repair.
Okay. So you're cool with if it's irrigation. Okay. Yeah, no, this is only repair or maintenance on it. So you're cool with those?
Probably, you can do repair or maintenance,
Okay, perfect. And no lawn pest control.
Mm-mm.
And then you do mulching or no?
Sod, rock.
You do mulching or no? There's mulching, seeding,
mulching.
Sod installation.
Yeah, mulching.
Okay, what about seeding?
No, I don't do hydro seeding, no.
Okay. Let me put no seeding. Sod installation and weed control, you do those, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yard cleanup, and then there's other. Okay. All right, so that's it.
That's
now
fine,
when
if
I'm
click on other, most likely they're going to click on my webpage and see that there's like high-rise window cleaning, painting, all that other stuff too.
Yeah. So like other could be like any other type of lawn care service, right? It's not specific on what it says on there for some reason.
Right.
But, you know, I want to be like if you're not doing the lawn pest control, I want to notate that. So this way if someone were to call you for that, that's not under your services. They're going to credit it right back to you. Now, on your phone, what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you over a series of text messages. I am what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information to you. So the first text you're going to receive is my name with my number and my extension, okay? The second text that you'll be receiving, it's going to have the number to customer service. So you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to contact our customer service department. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, 10 to 7 your time, okay, because we're on the West Coast, California. I'm also sending you this YouTube video. It just kind of gives you our reporting system. So you'll have like this customized tracking and reporting system as well. So just kind of get familiar with it, okay? And then now I'm sending you the application. This is going to be the fourth text that I'm sending you, and then I'm going to also email it to you as well. So let me send it first by text. There we go. Okay. There goes the first one. Bless you. And then, I don't know what it is with this weather, but I've been feeling like, I feel like my voice is getting raspy.
I've been like that last week and this week.
Well, and I have allergies too. So when the time changes and the weather and all that, it's just like, yeah, really bad. So it's not the business, should I say. All right. Now this application that I'm sending you, I'm also going to notate on that email what your minimum monthly budget is. I'm going to put it all there again, only because it'll ask you what's your minimum monthly budget. So this way you know it's $331, okay, that you'll put on that. If there is anything on that application that you do not understand, call me. Call me so this way I can go through it with you, okay? And it's really simple, to be quite honest with you, but there might be something that you're not sure on how to answer it. So I would prefer that you call me, or during your client interview, the technician can also walk you through that too, whichever you prefer. Okay. So I got all of that, and then you got the invitation. I just sent you the email with the application. Let me know once you receive it. And then let me go here, put your website link there. Did you get all four text messages, Rich?
Ooh, like seven or something.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, the ones that I sent you, but there's also going to be your receipt that we'll go over. So if you want to go over the text messages first on the ones that you received, so I can make sure you got all the ones that you need.
Yeah, but I just got to basically take this one on the last one and please fill out and submit Google Guarantee.
Yes, correct.
Below.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Now, the one that I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice. Now, that would have came either before or after the welcome one. And it'll say, Dear Richard, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
So you want me to click on the one that says copy of your invoice?
Yes. You're going to click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you'll click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience, right? You're on that page?
It says Google Business Profile Organizing.
Does it say at the top Local Splash Terms of Experience?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to walk you through this, okay? Sorry, my Apple Watch is talking to me again. Every time I turn my wrist a certain way. So I'm just going to walk you through it so that you understand this invoice, okay? So under the services, Google Business Profile Optimization does not pertain to you, okay? Google Business Profile Access, we don't need that. Directory Submission does not pertain to you. Facebook ads, you know, Facebook access does not pertain to you. Google ads does not pertain. These are all products that we offer, but it's not part of what you're doing. What you're getting is a Google guaranteed, okay? That's what you got. Now, Google Workspace is something that we offer. It is an additional cost. You don't have to do it. That's having like an actual work email, okay? That would be like an email that would say rich@diamondedgelandscaping.com, okay? You already have like your regular email, so you're fine with that, okay? Mm-hmm. But just know it is an added cost, so if they offer it to you, you don't have to do it. You have the advanced reporting system. Our live client support team is here. It shows you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time with our number, okay? Now, anytime, if we communicate to you through a text message where it says SMS communication, the mobile phone, your phone number is listed there. That's the number that we would text, okay? If we had an update or something and we called you, we might also send you an SMS message to let you know, hey, give us a call. Now, delivery dates, this pertains to, like, the local listing, okay? The delivery date, as far as like the approval, is 4 to 8 weeks is the timeline that we give for the approval for Google Guaranteed. But as I mentioned to you, I've seen it happen in 4 weeks, okay? The sooner you fill out the application and you respond to the background check, once we notify you who it is that's going to do the background, the faster it could happen, okay? Now it shows that all you pay.
I don't start getting billed until I'm set up.
No, absolutely not. The only thing, and it shows you there, all you paid was just for the application fee. Okay. So you will not be charged for leads until you are approved by Google and we call you to let you know you've been approved and to see when you want us to turn on the leads. If you say don't turn on the leads until this date, you're not going to be charged until the date that the leads are turned on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, seasonal holds. Again, if you're going out of town, if you are booked up with work and you can't handle more, you call customer service to tell us to turn off the leads. We will turn them right off. We will not turn them back on, Rich, until you call us to turn them back on. Okay? Under cancellation and refunds, remember, these programs are month to month. They're not contracts. Okay? Now, under cancellation and refunds, there's this little box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and all the information is complete and accurate. So you're going to click in that box because what you're saying is it's your name that's on that card that you provided for the payment. And then at the bottom where it's asking you to type in your... Oh, you did? Oh, did you confirm signature? Yeah. Oh, man.
I clicked on it, but it's not...
What did it do?
There's nothing. It won't let me do nothing.
Okay. When you signed your name, did you sign it exactly as it reads? Richard, space, L, no period, and then your last name?
No, I didn't put the L.
Okay. Put the L, but no period. And then try confirm signature.
All right.
Now, does it take you to a page that's asking you? Perfect. I wanted you to see this. This is actually where you get to track your results with us. Okay, so we don't have the username or password yet, okay, because they're going to create that for you. So within 5 to 7 days, you're also going to receive this link with the username and a password. That's why I want you to watch that video, okay, when you get a chance, okay? Now, save your receipt for your tax purposes because you know marketing is a write-off. So just as a reminder, tomorrow we're going to be calling you from an 877 number at 11 o'clock. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, and we'll send you the reminder an hour before your client interview, okay? And just make sure, verify what address is on your insurance, on that Accord, that paper, to make sure that it's with the Port St. Lucie address, because if not, I would prefer that you get the address updated before you submit it on your application.
Yeah, I got to check it.
Okay. All right. I would like to be the first, Rich, to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you about this Google Guaranteed program. You're going to love it. You're really going to love it.
Well, don't guarantee me yet until I see if I get approved.
You will. Well, listen, and I'll tell you this too, Rich. If at any time you want to change the areas, you know, from what you originally listed and you want to add more areas or whatever, you can always do that.
I don't think we listed any areas, did we?
No. What, that's why I'm saying when on your application it's going to ask you what cities or zip codes or counties do you want to cover, you can list it in there. But if later on down the line you want to add in other areas that you want to target and your insurance covers you in those areas, then you can add them in. That's what we're here for any changes. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I thank you again for your time, and I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow to introduce you to your technician, okay, for your client onboarding.
You.
All right, Rich, you have a good rest of the day, okay?
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.